It is so well defined. What we have to do today, we got to go to work.
We got
to
do. All right, everyone. NFL in London. It's draft time. Holy crap. The 2024 NFL draft is here. And I'm not just excited because as a Bears fan, we have two picks in the top 10. But that is, it's something to be excited about. It just feels like football starting again, doesn't it? It feels
Exactly. This is the day where it all starts, you know. I like to have a nice glass of wine, start with watching the Kevin Costner film, Draft Day.
Draft Day.
And watching the genius that is that show.
The creepiness of him making out with Jennifer Garner. It feels like it's like he's kissing his daughter. It's a weird thing.
It's just the improbability of the trades that were happening were so funny. It's like they never even heard of like the trade value chart. They were just, I'm going with my gut on this one. Throw away the chart. I got a good feeling about this guy. But he's a fifth rounder. Don't take him number one overall.
Yeah, no, of course. I brought an interesting tweet that someone's like, they should redo that movie every year. As the other teams do.
That's a great idea. You just watch a guy just fall apart as all his picks, like just
the team's absolutely crap, and they're just dealing with Tua. Lots of exciting news. I mean, there's, you know, look, Detroit made ahead of the draft. There's a few teams making moves, and you know, obviously New Orleans, James Hurst retires yesterday after 10 years, so it's like right before the draft. James Hurst, offensive tackle. Started with Baltimore and then ended his career with New Orleans and retired just before the draft. So if you're New Orleans, and I think, what are they picking at 14? You've lost a lot of your offensive line, like especially when you have like a big veteran just retires.
The only team that you know what they're doing more than the Saints is like the Bills with the receiver. The Saints have to get an offensive line, basically. Yeah.
And Reggie Bush got his Heisman. They're going to give him his Heisman back, which is good.
Now OJ's the only one who's been stripped. He gets out of that that ugly company. And OJ died, so we can.
I don't believe it until I see the body. No pictures or pictures or it didn't happen. The good thing also too, I was looking out if you see, Detroit has just made Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown big money. You know, obviously, so Detroit knows that they're spreading their future. And then the Bears, of course, I don't know if you see the $4 billion plan to redo Soldier Field and rework the Chicago waterfront. I don't know if it's going to happen. But
it's never done. All the promises, it's going to revitalize the neighborhood. It never does.
Yeah.
It's just socialism for billionaires. It's like, I want my free money. I hate free money every other time, but when it's on building a stadium, give me that money.
Well, I think municipalities are starting to recognize that whole promise of jobs teams say, it's like, oh, we're going to create so many jobs. Like, you're going to create lots of minimum wage jobs and people that are self-employed that you can fire easily. So I think a lot of municipalities are maybe a little bit tired of that. But for Chicago, it's right on the waterfront. It could be good. Anyway.
Yeah, who's good enough finding parking for that game.
Take a train. All right, so let's get into our NFL draft predictions. As we know, it's the 2024 NFL draft. It's in Detroit. MMM is giving Roger Goodell the big D because he wants the big D, and he likes having the big D. Chicago gets the number one pick. I think we all know what's going to happen. I'm not a big fan of him, but...
Whatever. You're already coming out and saying it. All right.
I've already said it. I've said it for a while. I'm not a big fan. But I think Caleb Williams, the Bears are going to take him. You know, he's got a lot of growing up to do. You watch Tom Brady, you know, doing his old man rant this week going, you know, these kids today, they're too much on the social media. It's all about them. It's not about the team.
Yeah. Speaking from the guy who all he does now, I know he's talking different because he's out of football, but like, this is also the guy who had the TB12 method who like,
yeah.
You know, only had to have his special privileges for himself and his weight. It is whatever his name.
No tomatoes. So,
Anyway, Brady's he's the old man shaking his hand at the he also talking about coming back because I don't think he wants to be an announcer. He just like signed that contract. Yeah. He's like, I don't want to do it. He doesn't know how to back out. He's like, all right, I guess I'll play.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk now. It's coming back again. And I mean, you know, you only have so much time off from the game. Before it's difficult to get back into it. I mean, I'm sure
he's because he knows he's not going to be better than Greg Olsen. He saw Greg Olsen kill it last year, and he's like, oh, no.
So, can't beat him.
Anyway,
can't,
let's get to the draft. Let's get to the
I've got Caleb Williams, QB for USC, going first. The Chicago Bears, obviously, for the Carolina trade, because they got sucked by us last year. Yeah. Caleb Williams, is that who you're thinking as well?
Yes, of course. Yes, obviously. It's pretty much been written in blood. And it's going to be what's going to be even more infuriating is when they take it down to like 1 minute.
Yeah.
On the first pick. It's just like the first pick should never be allowed to do that. I know you're trying to build up drama. You got to give them something to say. But like you can do that on the second pick. Just
do it right away. Bang.
9:59. Yeah. It'd be everyone would go nuts if you did it that way. People would be so happy. But
don't hang us over the fire it's boring. Especially if you've known for weeks, like nothing has changed. Unless somebody at the last minute is like, we're gonna give you 5 number one picks. You're like, actually, that's pretty good. But I don't think anyone would. Caleb Williams, number two, Washington Commanders, Ryan. Who do you have them taking?
I have them taking Drake May. A lot of people think it's Jaden Daniels. I think certain team, there is this thing in the NFL where they talk about guys who've had like one good year. Like we saw with Trubisky, one good year in college and you've been there for like 4 or 5. It's a bit worrisome. It's kind of like you needed to be the oldest guy there to beat up all the young kids. It kind of has that feeling to it. So I feel like, and there's this whole story about like, They brought all the recruits, the quarterback, to like Top Golf to play the Commanders. And I think it pissed off Jaden Daniels. So, and I think that's just going to make him be like, oh, if you don't want to, can't compete on the greens of Top Golf, you can't compete in the NFL. So I'll go with Drake May, number two.
Okay. I'm actually going to go with Jaden Daniels. I just think, you know, they kind of need, for Washington, they need that sort of playmaker who can run a bit. And he's sort of got that dual threat, whereas I don't think that Drake May does. He doesn't have that same running and scooting ability. And I think with Washington, the fact is, you know, you took so many sacks with Sam Howell. You need a quarterback that can run. So I've actually got them taking Jaden Daniels, which would then, for three, then who do you have New England taking?
I am going I am going, you know how the Patriots had this young little quarterback from a place called Michigan that came for a while. Yeah. So I think Robert Kraft is going to want to jump back into that Michigan sweet sauce. And they're going to go surprise everyone. They're going to take J.J. McCarthy, number three. That's okay. Out there, kind of fun. Just it would be funny. And it's kind of what I'm hoping they do because I'm a Bills fan.
So of course.
Try to throw it out there.
I'm going with the obvious pick, which is them taking Drake May, obviously, because I think he's more the sort of – it's sort of what the Pats look like in a signal caller. He's sort of got that New England written all over him, coming from North Carolina. Brings us in number four, Arizona. Arizona Cardinals. Who do you have the Arizona Cardinals?
They have to take Marvin Harrison Jr. Like you had like Larry Fitzgerald for all those years. It was amazing. You know, you got Kyler Murray, he has no weapons. You let Marquise Brown go. You gotta get him a weapon. You're paying him all this money. It would just be wrong. It would even malpractice to not take Marvin Harrison Jr. in trade. So I'm going staying Marvin Harrison.
I'm going for a trade. I think Arizona trades. I think Arizona trades with Minnesota. Minnesota is quarterback desperate. Minnesota jumps in at number four to grab J.J. McCarthy. And giving Arizona two other picks. So I have them switching their picks around in exchange for number four. That Arizona would then get 11 and also would get pick number 11 that they would switch with and then another pick. So I've got them trading up. Number five is the LA Chargers. Who do you have the LA Chargers taking?
I have the LA Chargers trading because I think they're going to want to get picks. I think right now they know they're in a bad spot coming in. They don't really have a lot of weapons. They kind of need to rebuild that offensive line, and Harbaugh's going to want to run it. So I think he's going to be able to move back, and I think this is where Minnesota comes up to number five and takes Jaden Daniels at number five.
Okay. I have the Chargers taking Marvin Harrison Jr., basically finding themselves at, unsurprisingly, they thought he'd be gone, but with Arizona or Minnesota moving up to take J.J., obviously with Harbaugh, who might be looking at someone else, some of his Michigan guys. But I have them falling into the luck and taking Marvin Harrison Jr. to pair him perfectly with Justin Herbert. Bring us into the New York Giants at number six. Who do you have the New York Giants taking?
They need a receiver. So I'm going Malik Nabers. They just need weapons. They got to get, if Daniel Jones got any chance of success, they need something. You know, they've been ignoring the receiver position for too long, and especially they know they got a hit on something. So I feel like this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, Malik I agree Neighbors. With you there. I'm taking Malik Neighbors as well, wide receiver from LSU. Giants, you know, obviously can prove, you know, give Daniel Jones as many weapons as possible and say, look, we gave you everything and you still couldn't do it. Bringing us to number seven, man, we're moving quicker than the draft is Good. Moving, which is great. Number Good. Seven is Tennessee Titans, who need a lot of work. But what do you think the Tennessee Titans will be doing?
Well, I think they're just going to go offensive line. I think you've got to protect. They lost Taylor Lewan. They've mm-hmm. lost a bunch of guys over the last couple of years. They get pretty much the best. They could even switch. It could be Joel. It could be someone like Fuaga. I don't know. There okay. could be someone moving around. But I'm going to go with Joel to Tennessee.
I agree with you on that one. Notre Dame offensive tackle. He's perfect. You know, good fit. He's gonna give protection to Mayonnaise Boy, which is something that they need. Atlanta Falcons then coming at number eight. You know, Atlanta needs some defense. So I'm looking at their defense. Who do you think they're going to take?
I actually see another trade. So I think Falcons are going to trade with Jacksonville.
Okay.
Jacksonville is going to move up and take Rome Odunze. I think Jacksonville is desperate because of what happened with Calvin Ridley. You know, they've had that trade. And I think it's going to be hilarious that they're going to be able to, because I think the way the offensive people are going, I think Atlanta could easily move back, get a couple picks, and that be on a team that Jacksonville, who's now absolutely desperate for a receiver. So I think that's going to be a little fun. Do it 2 years in a row and they just keep fleecing Jacksonville. So that's my pick.
I've actually got them Atlanta thinking that they should take offense, and then they're just going ahead and taking a wide receiver. So I actually have Atlanta not trading and taking Rome Odunze from Washington. Which then brings us to number nine, Chicago Bears. What do you think the Bears will pick then?
Man, I think they have to go offensive line. I think if you get Caleb Williams, your number one priority is to keep this guy healthy. You know, mm-hmm. he's not overly massive. He's not built like a he can. So I'm going to go with, Talis Fuaga. Is that it?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to go with him to get someone to kind of, I think they even, it was either him or someone else potentially played in high school together as well, as teammates. So I'm going to go with the Bears. They're going to be tempted to take like Brock Bowers, get another weapon. I think it would be a mistake. I think you win in the trenches. You need to protect your investment. So I'm going to go offensive line.
I've got offensive line too, but I've got them taking Troy Fontenot, offensive tackle for Washington. Big guy, big presence, give some protection. And, you know, obviously when you've got someone who's played in Washington, it's someone that Caleb may have played against as well. So two guys that might know each other. Brings us to the New York Jets coming in at number 10. Who do you think the New York Jets would then take?
Well, I think the New York Jets are going to let Aaron Rodgers pick this pick. Mm-hmm. I think they should get an offensive lineman. I think if you're depending on two mid-30-year-old tackles on that MetLife turf to last the whole season, you are asking a lot. So, but I think they're going to go Brock Bowers, because I think the idea of not giving Rodgers another weapon to pass to, I think would just cause all this kind of drama in the offseason that you don't need. I think they're just going to play it safe and go with Brock Bowers.
I've got them taking, because of the way my sort of drafts work out, that would leave Dallas Turner, who's probably the best edge rusher, on the board. So I would have the Jets taking him at defense, adding to that defense when they've had a few sort of misses and losses last year. So I have them taking Alabama edge rusher Dallas Turner. Brings us to pick number 11, which is Minnesota. Who do you have on that one?
Well, I have mine as 11 is Chargers.
Chargers.
I have them taking JC Latham.
Okay. Yeah.
They're going to need tackles. They're going to need offensive line help. They're going to want to run it and just kind of be possession weird. I think they just know they're going to be shit this year. So they're mm-hmm. just like, that's why I can see they want picks for next year. They want to kind of load up, ready to go.
I've got, since I've had Arizona trading with Minnesota, I've got Arizona taking this one, and I've got them taking JC Latham, offensive tackle. Just giving them a little extra, because obviously I think that, Minnesota might want to move up quickly, because there'll be a lot of, all the quarterbacks will be gone by then. And I think they really need a quarterback. Number 12 brings us up to the Denver Broncos, who need a lot. New uniforms. They've got their three.
Yeah, I guess.
Their three-headed quarterbacks. But then who do you have Denver then taking?
Yeah, I just don't know. Now that they traded for Zach Wilson, I just don't know if they're comfortable being like getting what, the fifth best quarterback at number 12. It just doesn't feel to me worth it. I could see them absolutely. I'm going to actually have them trading this pick. Okay. But I just don't think and I'm going to go with Pittsburgh moving up. To take Brian Thomas Jr. I think Pittsburgh's going to want another weapon, want another offensive, another receiver to kind of, you know, they traded away Deontay Johnson. They only have George Pickens, who's he could just snap at any moment. So I think they're going to want to kind of pair him up with someone. So I'm going to go, Pittsburgh's going to be desperate, I think, to move up. So,
yeah, maybe. I've got Denver, obviously, because they need everything. They've lost a lot of guys. So I've got Denver holding on. I've actually got Denver taking Brock Bowers, that he's available. Gives them at least a number one. And, you know,
yeah, Tim that would be good.
Yeah, it gives them someone to at least play to. Bring us up to number 13, the Las Vegas Raiders, who need a lot, obviously. But how do you have Vegas picking at number 13?
Well, I'm going to have them taking Michael Penix Jr. I think they can't just go with Aiden O'Connell all year. I think you got to bring in some competition. You know, I know they got Gardner Minshew, but again, Minshew's just going to be the new like hired gun for a year. Maybe put Penix Jr. See if he can kind of learn under him. But I think the Raiders got to do something. They're going to make an aggressive move up to get Jaden Daniels, who I think Anthony Pierce coached back in the day. So I think I could see that being potential. But I think they need to get something. You're in Las Vegas. You need to bring a bit of excitement to Vegas. So I think a first round quarterback will do that. So I'm going Penix Jr.
I've got them shoring up their defense, you know, because the coach they've got now, he's really an old school Raider, you know, and that was old school Raiders was just having a punishing D. So I have them taking Byron Murphy, defensive tackle from Texas, giving them, you know, at least a compliment to Crosby and allowing them to sort of, you know, really, you know, rely on their defense so they can keep themselves into games. Brings us up to New Orleans. We've got at number 14. Who do you like in this one?
Well, again, like they need offensive line, so I went with Troy Fontenot.
Okay.
I just think, again, like you said, they have to, especially you got Derek Carr. Derek Carr is not mobile, you know, and he wasn't good last year, so give him a little bit more time. The thing is, Derek Carr is accurate. Give him time. He can do it, but he's been bad. I just think the Saints just have a lot of problems, and I don't think this is going to change that much.
Yeah, I know. I mean, with James Hurst retiring, obviously, they're going to be looking offensive tackle. I've got them taking Olumina Fashanow, and I'm sorry to him. He's not listening. But, offensive tackle, Penn State. Again, to your point, they need someone to protect them. This guy's been really good at Penn State. It's just one of those guys that, you know, he's one of those guys that's going to work on both sides either. So it's something that New Orleans desperately needs. Bringing us to the Colts. Jim Irsay won't be there because he's recovering. But Richardson looked good last year. He'll be back. You've got a bit of talent on this team. But the defense obviously let them down a bit. And their offensive line is not what they used to be. Who do you have Indianapolis taking at number 15?
I think, again, with Anthony Richard getting injured, I think protecting him is the most important. So I'm going to go with the guy you just said, Fashanow. I'm going to go with a little protection. I think, because again, Anthony Richardson got injured like three times in the short season he played. So like he was a wild man out there. And I think, again, we saw this line, which was their strength, kind of take steps back. You know, you're going to be using Jonathan Taylor. Like, let's just do what you do best. I think with all the receivers off the board, I think they're desperate. I could see them trying to move up. I could see them being one of those teams that moves up for a receiver or someone that maybe like Brock Bowers. But I think they're going to, get up. If you can't get your weapon, take the best offensive lineman is always a good strategy.
Yeah, no, I agree with that strategy. I think they've also got so many issues in their defense. That's why I have them taking cornerback Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. You know, they were getting burned a lot. You know, some of those games where they're letting other teams come back and not having a good enough corners, and that is not acceptable. And they need to improve their corners, I think. So I've got them picking a cornerback. Brings us halfway through the draft. halfway through, Seattle Seahawks need a lot going on in their team. But, you know, they did pretty well off that that fleecing of the Broncos. How do you think and who do you think the Seattle Seahawks need?
Well, I think they're going to go defense. They need defense all over the place, to be perfectly honest with you. So I'm going to go with Dallas Turner. They falls a bit. So they kind of all the offensive weapons going again. So right before the Falcons, who could have got him again. So I'm going to go with him to go 16.
I have got Brian Murphy, the second defensive tackle at Texas. I still have him on the board. You know, they don't have a very good interior defensive line, and he's really good in the interior. You know, one of the guys who's able to stop the running game. So I think that they would take him as well. Byron Murphy, the second. Brings him to Jacksonville, who we know is in a world of hurt. You've had them changing up.
So. I have it Falcons. And I have Falcons taking Reatu Ratu.
Okay, yeah.
Defensive end. There's a little bit of injury thing, but they say he's the best kind of pure pass rusher in the draft. So, again, I just think it's a nice little risk. They drop back. They got picks. They got Kirk. Now it's all about the trenches. Get that defensive line better.
Yeah, I've got them taking their defensive line. I've got them taking Terry Arnold, linebacker from Alabama, only because he fits a lot what they need. Compliment Josh Allen as well. So I think that there's a real ability for them to really grab some defense and keep them in the game. Number 18 brings us into Cincinnati. Who do you think the Cincinnati Bengals are going to take? Because it sounds like they got a lot of problems going on in their home right now.
Yeah. I'm going to go with them taking Byron Murphy. Okay, I just think they've lost a bunch of players. Now they got, you know, Trey Hendrickson's demanding a trade. You know, if they could, you could see them getting receiver, knowing that T. Higgins kind of like, this is T. Higgins' last year. Let's get his replacement. But I think, again, when it's so deep in receiver, you can wait till the second round instead of taking the sixth or seventh receiver. So I'm going to go Byron Murphy.
Yeah, I've got them taking wide receiver just because of all the crap that's going on. And it doesn't sound like a happy wide receiver house there. And they might look to sort of, you know, if they're going to franchise tag Higgins or what the hell they're going to do. I've got them taking Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver from LSU. I think they really helps them out on that. Gives them someone else to spread the ball around and makes the wide receiver room a little more competitive. Brings us to number 19, LA Rams. LA Rams surprised a lot of people last year. Matt Stafford playing well, but they showed, you know, with getting Puka, they still have some issues and there's still a few things missing. What are your thoughts on the Rams and what they're going to do and who they're going to pull in?
I'm going to go with Terry and Arnold. I think the Rams need a bit of like cornerback help. I think, again, defensively, the Rams are fine offensively. They got Puka Nacua. Running game looked good. Stafford looked good. You still have Sean McVay, so the ball's going to – you need to fix that defense. You've lost your defensive coordinator, so they're going to do what they can to fix that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. I mean, I've got them on offensive line, obviously, because I think that's where they need sort of the most help. Stafford, you know, you got to keep him healthy. And as he's getting older, I think a big offensive line – really going to help them sort of, you know, protect themselves. So I've got Talisi Fuaga. Again, sorry, Bal, if I pronounced it wrong. The offensive tackle from Oregon. You know, obviously a lot of names that we're sort of bantering about. Different spots, different slots. But I think that's sort of what they need. Keep that offensive tackle and keep Matty Stafford happy and healthy. Pittsburgh, coming up to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, again, as you talked about, need a lot. But you had them trading up. Who do you have in number 20 now?
I had them taking Tyler Guyton.
Okay.
I think when you drop back at 20, you just need to get whatever help you can get. I just don't think there's, I don't know. Again, they need quarterback help. Could they go Bo Nix? I could maybe see, you know what? I'm going to change. Okay. I just think they're going to go with Bo Nix. I just think bringing another quarterback, Sean Payton can at least mess around with, try with.
Sure.
So I'm going to go with that.
I've got them taking Xavier Worthy, wide receiver from Texas, because he's still on the board. And obviously, to your point, you know, you can't just have Pickens. You need to spread that ball around. And, you know, give Russell Wilson a target to overthrow, same as Justin Fields. And I think that he's the perfect target to overthrow. And they'll just be like, or underthrow, most likely. So I've got Xavier Worthy, which brings us now to Miami, who's lost a lot. You know, you've got a free fall going on in Miami. And obviously, a lot of Mike McDaniels has got a lot of holes to fill here, particularly, you know, when you start to see if the legacy and of the Miami, you know, chase for the playoffs is sort of faltering now. Who do you like Miami taking?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Miami taking Jerzon Newton. I think they need defensive tackle. I think losing Wilkins is going to hurt. They lost defensive players all over each stage of it. You know, they even lost their defensive coordinator. I think at least if you know Mike McDaniels, you got Waddle, you got A-Chain, you got Tyreek Hill, you're going to be fine offensively. They need to pump everything on the defense. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to go with.
I've actually got them taking offensive linebacker Latu, only because I think that with Tua, they'll have all the vowels. And that's really important in the NFL. just having him offensive tackle. You know, they need to keep him protected. They need, you know, obviously stop him from getting smoked. So I've got Latu, offensive linebacker, UCLA.
Not defensive.
He's
defensive.
Oh, sorry, linebacker. Offensive line. Oh, well, offensive linebacker. Yeah, he's a linebacker. Yeah. So then I've got coming up Philadelphia next, 22. Who do you like at 22, Philly?
I got Philly going. What's his name? I wrote this down. Sorry, I got them going offensive line. I think Philly needs. Stuck on this one.
You've been drafting it yourself. You've been making last minute trades, so you're probably losing your pathway.
I'm kind of confused. I've confused my whole draft board now.
Yeah, you got Brock Bowers. You're making impetuous changes.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I'm gonna go. I think one of the problems with Philly, I think I'm going to switch it. I'm going to say that they go Cooper DeJean. I think they need to get more corners help. I think we saw Philly last year. They were just getting slaughtered passing. Like the fact that, you know, Baker Mayfield just lit you up in the playoffs completely shows that you were just decimated. All the kind of did a couple of trades in the season that worked. But I think they're kind of now they need to kind of shore up that bit. Their offense is going to be fine. They're loaded. So. Mm-hmm.
I've got them taking Jared Verse, defensive end for Florida. Just again, you know, they've lost a lot of defense. Losing Kelce is going to obviously hurt them in terms of, you know, offensive and things like that, protecting the quarterback. But, there's a lot of holes on each side, offensive and defensive end. I think that Philadelphia, as we saw, they just couldn't keep themselves in games last year. I think Jared Verse is good, add some pressure in that defense, particularly, you know, against that division where they're going to need to get the wins. Moving in to pick number 24, or do we do 23? Sorry, 23. And who do you have at number 23, Ryan?
Who's picking? That is, I have Chop Robinson, defensive end. Not a great defensive end class, but I think the fact that if you can sit back and just let all these offensive weapons go, tackles, I think people are desperate. Just sit back, and if you need defense, this is a good draft to be in. And you could definitely trade it. So I'm gonna go with them.
Okay, so yeah, I've got it because it's Minnesota, I guess, has it through Arizona's pick. I've got them taking Amarius Mims, defensive tackle, from Georgia. They need so many things. So many things that they need on that team to put it together. But I've got part of that being the Minnesota switch with Arizona. So that could be a switch in the draft pick as well, that it might actually be Arizona's pick that actually takes them, because they might give away two first rounds for that one. They could be that desperate. Bring up to number 24. It's the Dallas Cowboys, who we all know need quite a bit. What does Dallas need most, in your opinion, though?
I think they're going to go receiver. I'm going to go Xavier Worthy. I think this is where they kind of, you know, they haven't really done anything to have the team. You know, they only really have CeeDee Lamb. You know, Michael Gallup really didn't work. They don't really have a running game. So I think they need, if they can have Dak, someone who can take off the speed, which is just going to make CeeDee Lamb's life even more. Because again, to not get at any other weapon to force everyone doubling CeeDee Lamb, Dak's going to have a bad year. They need weapons if they're going to make this thing work. With Mike McCarthy and that. So I'm going to go with Worthy.
I've got them taking Graham Barton, the center from Duke, just to give him a little extra protection on that line. You know, Dak, you know, they were looking good at some games last year, but then there are games they just weren't. They weren't getting that separation. They were struggling to get the running game breaking through. So I think having a good, solid offensive lineman like Graham Barton from Duke will help them out immensely. Brings us to number 25, Green Bay Packers. You know, Jordan Love seemed to do okay for them near the end of the season, not so good at the start of the season. But who do you think that what the Packers need most aside from a kick in the ass?
I think they're gonna go Kool-Aid McCastry. I think they go defense. I think they go corner. I think, again, they're fine on offense. I don't think they need to do anything. Their defense was the problem when they were just getting picked apart last year. There was a span where they couldn't stop anyone. It was like if there was a 2-minute drill, you know, it was just walk down the field and score on the Packers. You know, Tommy DeVito did it to them.
Yeah.
So to me, the Packers' biggest concern, biggest need is corner. So I'm going to go with Kool-Aid McCastro.
Yeah, I agree with you that they definitely need corners, sort of letting them down last year. But yeah, I've got them taking Cooper DeJean, whichever, cornerback from Iowa, again, to your point. They need protection back there, and they were just getting beaten in a lot of those deep ball situations, a lot of cross routes. So they're going to need to shore that up. Bring us to number 26 is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baker gets them the playoffs last year. You know, they get some of the veterans back. You get Mike Evans back. A little bit of an age on some of their defense. But what do you think Tampa Bay does?
I'm going to go with Jared Verse. I just think they go defensive end. They're not going to do too much offensively to switch what they had. Again, they got Todd Bowles. You got defensive coach. You're going to want to get. Again, it's just about getting pass rushers. If you get pass rushers, then you can help your team. If you get good ones at 26, even better.
Yeah, no, I've got them at Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle. Again, just trying to keep Baker healthy. He's not as scrambly as he once was, but he still has a hell of an arm, and you need to keep that guy upright. So I've got Tyler Guyton, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma. Coming in at 27, Arizona has the 27th pick as a result of trading with Houston. And who do you think that Arizona, because this could be, I think, again, if they're able to trade up their four, they could get three in the first round, which Arizona could desperately need. Who do you have for them then at 27?
I'm going to go them with Nate Wiggins. I think just go corner. I think, again, if you got Marvin Harrison Jr., go now, get a good corner, shut it down. So they were not a great team defensively. They have weapons. They have Kyler Murray. They got to just get, again, you can never have enough corners in the NFL. And if you get good ones late in the first, get them.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I've got them because of the amount of moves. I've got them taking Chop Robinson, edge rusher out of Penn State, only because I think that they'll have quite a bit of wealth if they're able to trade it. You know, I don't think, I just feel Arizona's, there's going to be someone trading up. And I think it's sort of Arizona. Bring this to 28, Buffalo Bills, Ryan. What do the Buffalo Bills need?
Oh, I think the Buffalo Bills need a receiver. Mm-hmm. That's going out on a limb. I'm going to go with Ladd McConkey.
Okay.
I think out of Georgia. I think, again, seeing, I think they just want a guy who can get open, a guy who can make some yards after the catch, who can put outside, you can put inside, you can move him around. So I think it's either going to be him or it's going to be someone like Adonai Mitchell. So, but I'm going to go with Ladd McConkey.
I actually have Adonai Mitchell, from wide receiver from Texas, for Buffalo. He's got the speed. He's got, I just think he's tall too. So he's a good fit. I think he's a good fit for Buffalo. So I've got Buffalo taking wide receiver. Adonai Mitchell from Texas, which brings us to 29. Detroit just spent a whole bunch of money, but, you know, doesn't mean you still don't lose in the playoffs. What does Detroit need to give them that extra, you know, few players that can push them into the playoffs?
I just think that even though they did sign St. Brown, I think they need another receiver. So I again, because we kind of saw, you know, they did have Jameson Williams. He wasn't really, you know, book stud. I mean, he's not big. He's a speed guy. But I'm going to go with Xavier Leggett. I think they're just going to try and just... We're going to just beat you offensively because, you know, with all the weapons they have, with Jahmyr Gibbs, they need one more receiver, I feel. So I'm going to go with them getting a receiver.
I'm going with them taking cornerback. I've got them taking Kool-Aid McKinstry, only because you've shored up part of your defensive line. Their defensive line was great when it came to tackles, but they still cut beat a lot of times deep ball. So you got to shore up a bit more of those cornerbacks to protect yourself. And Kool-Aid was fresh and exciting and refreshing, to be honest. So cornerback from Alabama, Kool-Aid McKinstry. Brings us on to three more picks left in this one. It brings us up to Baltimore. Baltimore, you know, getting kicked out of the playoffs last year by the Chiefs. So now they're looking, obviously, to put the team together that's Chiefs beatable. Who else do you think that the Chiefs need or Baltimore needs to do that?
Well, I'm going to go with them taking, what's his name? Graham Barton. Okay. I think I'm going to go with them going offensive line. I think you got Travis, you got Henry now, you got Derrick Henry. You want to just be this pounding team that also can protect, you know, your MVP in mm-hmm. Lamar. So again, in the late, I don't think they're going to go receiver. I think they've kind of tried that. I think, again, they could always use more receivers, but again, they had one last year, Flowers, who turned out really well, and I think he's going to be great. Yeah. But again, late round offensive players like guards, they just always hit, it seems. Mm-hmm. So again, be smart. If you can't, if you guy that you don't want there, just take a good offensive lineman and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I've got them taking defensive lineman Darius Robinson from Mississippi because he's still on the board. Add some defense. You know, the defense was so solid last year, but if you add just a little more element to it, it could be fierce. And that's what they need, is that absolute ferocity and D. Just to push it over the edge. So I've got Darius Robinson. 31, San Francisco. They've got their pick, too. They're happy with their quarterback, happy with a lot of things. But, you know, there's still some gaps. Where do you have the 49ers going?
I think they're going to trade Brandon Ayuk. So I'm going to go with them going receiver. I'm going to go Ricky Pearsall, just going with a little bit, kind of a guy who can get open, speed, lots of routes. I think, again, with Kyle Shanahan, just replenish the cupboard. You know, you still got Brock Purdy on the cheapest quarterback deal in NFL history. So get him more weapons, because like, again, you weren't able to win last year, and you're probably going to lose Ayuk. So you need something.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they're going to do with Ayuk. You know, who's going to take him? What the drama is going to be? I for some reason see him wanting to stay there because it's San Fran, one of the best chances of the playoffs. I have them taking Jordan Morgan, the offensive tackle, just because Purdy still needs protection. It was quite evident, you know, in the Super Bowl that, you know, that the way that Kansas City was coming after them, they needed more protection for him. So, you know, he's a big dude and can help them. Lastly, we have Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champs. You know, they proved they can get it done. Even though we thought they were done and dusted in December, they come back and win it. You know, obviously they've signed a wide receiver, but having more would help, less guys to drop balls. Who do you have the Chiefs as the final pick?
I have him, Adonai Mitchell. I think they're going to go receiver. You don't know how long, you know, Rashee Rice is going to be suspended, which I'm sure he will. So again, you don't want to come out of the gates with your number one option off and a 35-year-old tight end, you know, that could get hurt. So I think they're just going to be smart. Just keep getting young rookies. And if Mahomes can't make them work, they're busts, because he should be able to.
No, and that's it. You just see like his passion, his conviction and his rallies, you know, like the way he's able to get guys together. He can pretty much turn anyone into a star. And that's sort of like that sort of a Brady quality. What's like, I'll make you a star. You know, just I'll get you the ball. But I have them taking the best wide receiver left on the table, Xavier Leggett, wide receiver South Carolina, which would then just add more to the Chiefs' destiny and to their Super Bowl odds. That's it for our first round of pick. And that's episode 300, buddy.
Ooh, baby.
Episodes of podcasting that people...
Crack a beer tonight for that.
Yeah. I don't know about that. But that's it for the podcast, everyone, for our 2024 NFL draft preview. What do you guys think is going to happen? Let us know. But as for Ryan and I, good luck in the draft, everyone. Hope you get what you want. And we'll be back with our next podcast to review everything that's happened. Thanks for listening.